You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news," the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning. I want to make an announcement before I begin with the sermon. If it's your first time joining us, I would like to invite you. You may write down a prayer request if you have one. We have blue sheets of paper that our usher Roy should have more of. And it's a way of having a prayer included in the prayers of the people. And if you would like us to have your contact information, a phone number or email, you can put that on there as well so you can keep up with church news. Let us pray. Holy God, we confess to you that, like your Son, we live in your world. And Holy God, we ask that you would help us to have faith, just as Jesus did, that you provide our every need. Help us to have the strength of Jesus, to take time, to be still, to be quiet, and to just be with you in faith. Amen. In our first reading this morning from Genesis, God promises to never destroy the world by a flood ever again. And the sign that God sets as a remembrance of this promise is a what? Is the rainbow. And the translation that we used didn't say rainbow, it just said bow. And that's because the rainbow also is a sign that God is not at war with us. Because in ancient times, the main instrument of war was a bow and arrow. And so by God setting God's bow in the sky, that means God is at peace with us. God will never flood the earth again. However, isn't it possible that we do experience floods? Some of the images we've seen on the news of pipes bursting in those poor people's homes, in so many thousands of homes in Texas, and the water flooding people's houses after the polar vortex. Scientists say that the temperature of the earth has increased and is increasing, and therefore North and South Pole, Arctic and Antarctic environments are melting, making sea levels to rise. Does that contradict the Bible? God said that God would never flood the world again. But you know what it doesn't say in the Bible? It doesn't say that we couldn't do it to ourselves. So how is God going to care for us? How is God going to save us? I mean, God is our Savior after all, right? But if we think about it for a moment, even though we know God's love and grace and we're saved by grace, a human body can still get sick, can know disease and can die, even if that person has great faith. And so it stands to reason that our beloved earth that we call our home could also get sick. In a way, that's what a pandemic is, right? It's like the whole world getting sick. But God does love us and God can save us. And if it's our actions that sometimes hurt ourselves and hurt the world, God can give us new actions and behaviors to help us. God can teach us. That's what we read about in Psalm 25. Psalm 25 says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Teach me, let me walk on your trails. Save me from my enemies." Enemies aren't always some other kind of bad guys that are out to get us. Sometimes our greatest enemy is our own actions. Someone once said, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." So God can teach us new ways. God can teach us new paths so that we aren't our own worst enemies. God can teach us how to care for God's earth better. And you know what's one of the one ways that God helps us to be better people, to change our ways? Baptism. Holy baptism. Today we read about Jesus' baptism, and I think it's the fourth time we've read about his baptism since Advent. And if you read something four times, it means it must be pretty important. In baptism, our sins are forgiven. We are given eternal life, and we are saved from the devil. Baptism is water and God's holy word combined. Baptism works because of faith, and baptism should be practiced daily, daily. When you wash your hands, simply remember God's forgiveness and love for you. If you drink water, take a shower, all opportunities to practice remembering your baptism. Peter says in our reading from the first letter, thank you, Maria, for reading it, that baptism reminds us of Noah. The whole earth was flooded, and God provided an ark to carry Noah and seven other people, eight people total, to safety, to save them. And Peter says, think about your baptism the same way. It's an ark that carries you through safety, because water, as much as it gives life, it can be destructive in the form of a flood or where it shows up when we don't want it or need it. And so, with there being an increased temperature on the earth, that means there's more liquid water. Scientists tell us to expect in the coming years more floods, more big storms, an atmospheric river. That was the new one I heard with our last storm system. Expect more atmospheric rivers. But you know what the upside is to all of this? With more water on the face of the earth, it's more opportunities for us to remember our baptism, to remember how we need God's grace, God's forgiveness, and God's word to teach us how to live. If we had more faith in God, I reckon that the world, that the earth, that the environment would be in much better shape. Much of the destruction that's done and the threats to this earth that God has given us comes because simply we do too much. We get a little too ambitious. We think we got to take and take and take instead of trusting God to care for our every need. When Jesus was baptized, his public ministry began that we read about this morning. Jesus is baptized, the Holy Spirit comes down, God's voice speaks. It's the Trinity, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, all in one. Jesus is anointed, he's proclaimed. This is the start of his public ministry. Do you remember how long his public ministry lasted before he was crucified? How many years? About 3, as best as we can tell. That's not a long time. 3 years. 3 years. That's shorter than a term of a president for our own beloved country, the United States. Presidents get longer time than Jesus did. He only had 3 years. And what was the first thing that Jesus did when he was baptized? What was his first order of business? What did he do? Nothing. He went to the wilderness for 40 days. He didn't talk to anyone. He didn't preach. He didn't teach. He didn't heal. He didn't start a strategic plan. He was just quiet. He didn't eat. Could you imagine if our leaders today, as soon as they took office, they said, my first order of business is I'm going to go to the Mojave Desert. I'll see you in 40 days. And I'm not taking my sand rail. Really imagine if someone did that. People would really have a collective heart attack to a leader that did that. You can't do that. You got to get to work. You're our leader. But if Jesus really is our leader, if he really is our Lord, then we should look to him as our example. His first order of business was to not go out and work and to do. Work, work, work. We are obsessed with work. It's our idol. Jesus said, I am going to live on faith. It says that when he went into the desert for those 40 days and did nothing, the wild beasts accompanied him. You know, animals might spend more time with us if they weren't afraid that we're going to eat them. The wild beasts accompanied Jesus in the wilderness. And you know who served him? Did you catch it? The angels. The angels served Jesus. He just spent time with God. He did the one thing. There's one thing you got to do. The most important work. If there is a work, if you really want to work, and I actually like to work. But if there's one work you have to do that's more important than anything, what is it? What's the one thing God asks us to do? To have faith. Jesus practiced having faith. And that's what God calls us to do too. To have faith. To have faith and not to be obsessed about doing things. And if we just spent more time having faith, spending time with God, not doing a whole lot, the earth would be a better place, a healthier place, a more vibrant place. As hard as the pandemic has been, do you remember what happened a year ago when the whole world was on the hard lockdown? How animals kind of started to come out and wander around? They saw dolphins swimming in the channels in Venice. I went for a walk up to 25th, all the way up to 26th, and I looked out and it was the clearest I had seen. On a good day, it's good if I can see Corona. On that day, I could see Tijuana. The sky was so clear. Now, don't get me wrong. I know it wasn't a perfect time, but it tells us something. Sometimes doing less is what God wants us to do. Sometimes God wants us to just have faith. And the reason why is that it lets God save us. It lets the angels serve us. The beasts will accompany us. Trees will bear fruit. Oceans will be full of vibrant life. The heavens will be filled with birds singing praises to gods. And further up in the sky, we will see God's rainbow, the symbol of God's everlasting salvation, grace and mercy given to us. And God's promises will ring true forever. I will not destroy you. I will always love you. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.